Very real tickets from very fake news. Friday morning, fake news. Giving you three news stories, two of which very actually factual things that happened on this planet. The other, not so much. Of the three, you tell us which is the fake news story at 817-877-1921, and you got yourself set for the PBR World Finals there at AT&T Stadium. Are we ready with the three news stories?
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, story number one.
Number one.
You want a quick, relatively easy way to up your net worth? Well, grab some veneers, maybe some filler, a good tan, and fill in those grays. A brand new study shows that attractive employees earn $5,000 more than those who aren't as cute. In fact, 3 out of 4 CEOs claim that they're a solid 9 on a scale of 10.
Story number one. Here we go with
number two.
There's a lot of places you can go for good legal advice. TikTok may not be the best, but here we are in history. In fact, one new expert on the topic is none other than Casey Anthony. So she's a researcher, has been doing this since 2011, and can now advocate for herself, her late daughter, and you as well.
And finally,
number three.
There's few things as frustrating as a plane delay, but the pilot on a flight out of Turkey had a very good reason. He said, "I'm not taking off because there is a UFO up there." All the departures were delayed for an hour. The object did not appear on radar, and they eventually gave the all clear. The investigation is ongoing.
There is a whole lot wrong with every one of those stories, but there is one thing in particular very much wrong with one of those stories. It's fake. Go to you. Who is this first up?
Brandy, and I'm in Granbury.
Hey, Brandy. Hey. In the Bury. Happy Friday.
Good. Happy Friday to you as well.
Happy spring break, Brandy.
Yeah. She's always ready to party. It's right in her name. Hey, girl.
Hey.
How are we spring break and any fun activities?
We are barbecuing all weekend in Granbury.
Whoa. Ooh. Where?
Just off the square, right across the street from the beach.
Nice.
Look at that. Right by the beach, which is right by us at the Lake Granbury Conference Center for the Home and Garden Show, and the Buck and Bulls on the beach.
And someone's going home with that grand poobah of the grills, which would be the ledge.
See, it all comes together right there. Mm-hmm. As long as the bulls themselves don't tie all of the things together, that would be good, because barbecuing and they're right there.
Yeah. Poor form. I mean, really, Brandy, come on.
I would not want to be one of those riders, I'm just going to say. Going to be a little extra Randy, aren't they, Brandy? Okay, here we go. You're first up in Friday morning fake news. You got pick of the litter here. 1, 2, or 3, which is the fake news story?
Number 2, Casey Anthony.
Number 2. Legal TikTok advice. She was calling herself an advocate?
She's an advocate.
Okay.
For everyone. I mean,
Casey
for you,
Anthony,
for me, for her.
Which, if you forget who Casey Anthony is, watch, like, Lifetime for, like, 2 seconds or something like that. Or survey says.
It's true.
It is true. I saw this, too. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I
it's
know.
Really hard
for a lot of reasons.
I mean, to know that someone's on your side, Brandy.
Jeez.
And I'm sure she'd love to go on spring break with you.
Maybe.
Casey Anthony giving legal advice. That's like OJ giving search and rescue advice. You know, this is just.
Yes.
I'm so sorry, Brandy.
Not welcome. It's an expo.
But happy,
expo.
Hey, but happy grilling, and we'll see you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. It's Hank. Who's this? Where are you?
I'm in Weatherford, Texas. My name's Max.
Hi, Max.
Three letters, that's all you need. Kind of like Ken.
Yeah.
Max in Weatherford, you're next up here in Friday Morning Fake News. What are you out there doing in Weatherford?
I'm actually messing with a robot at the moment.
You don't hear that every day on the show.
No.
Messing with a robot.
What are you doing? Does it fold clothes?
How advanced is this Costco that's opening up tomorrow in Weatherford? Holy cow.
It's one of those robot dogs that walk around.
No way. You have one of those?
I don't.
Is this Friday morning fake news?
For crap,
from your Max edition?
It's the only dog that don't bark back.
Unlike that dog that barked all night outside my window.
Yep.
You know, one answer evidently led to a bunch of questions. But our question to you is, you're next up here. Number 2 is off the board. That was a real news story. 1 or 3, which is the fake news story there, Mr. Max and his robot dog?
Let's just go with number one.
Number one, you get $5,000 more if you're good looking at work.
You know
sounds
what?
Like it's true, but it sounds too true.
Max, you're right. The actual answer.
Oh.
$20,000.
Jeez.
I know.
Well. Okay.
Why aren't we rich? Wow. What's going on here?
Wow, I'm in the negative. Dang it.
Because they're saying we could get $5,000 just from Elon out there. Wow. How much do you think the robot dog would get?
I have no idea. We could ask the president. He's got a bunch of them.
A lot more than that pretty one.
How much would it demand? Because eventually the robot dog will
they're
be
gonna
leading
take
the
over.
Charge.
Uh-huh.
Max, you're at the forefront of it. This is how these things start.
There you go. Well, I can't believe it.
Evidently, neither could that pilot in Turkey. He wouldn't take off because he saw a UFO.
Yeah, nothing to worry about. So if the robots don't take over, the
right.
UFOs are here as well.
Yeah, what would he have done if he saw a robot dog on the tarmac? Call Max.
Excuse me.
Max, you are going to the PBR.
Woo!
That is Friday morning fake news with robot all dogs
right.
and bucking bulls.
All the things.
Casey Anthony.
Okay, that's right.